Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm trying to reach either Jacob or Ben. This is Paul from Local Splash.
Hey, Paul. This is Jacob.
Hi, Jacob. Jacob, happy Monday. How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's good.
Good.
So far.
Oh, good. So I got a message or an email from Ben saying that you guys wanted to move forward with things.
Yes, yes.
Perfect. So I know that we kind of went over a lot when we last spoke. Did you or Ben have any questions for me at this point?
Maybe just if you could just kind of, yeah, what we would like, we've been talking, and, you know, as you know, we don't have any presence on Google or, you know, anything.
Correct.
Like
yeah.
So what... I remember we talked about all this, but it's been a few days.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
this,
I guess y'all create a Google page for us.
You will be verified on Google and Bing. So the search engines will recognize you, first of all, as an active business, a real legitimate company providing services in your service area, and then you'll be on the first page as well for keywords related to your services. So we are going to create additional content. Of course, we'll create a website that people will see. They'll have all the good and compelling reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Siri on a smartphone, Apple Maps, Yelp, Facebook paid ads. It's all included in that flat rate. I was able to actually reduce the cost of the service, if you remember, saving you $300, saving you basically 50%. It is our new in business rate, but it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you at any point down the road. It's just designed to make it even more affordable for you as a young company. So no matter how long you do keep the service, it is that flat rate. You save $300 every month. In fact, I was actually able to waive the one-time setup fee that normally would attach to that first month, and the website's included as well. So the initial construction of the site, as well as the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of that site is included at no additional cost. Now, of course, you guys will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where the work's coming from. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it in addition to tracking your account. You can, of course, print out invoices for tax purposes. Any review that populates online, no matter where it is, it repopulates on your tracking system. So from one place, you can respond to reviews or even request additional reviews. And you'll also have access to a website editor tool. So if either of you want to make changes to the website, you can do that, add photos, add a discount, 10% off a specific service. Whether you're making changes or if you want us to make all of those changes for you, there's never any additional cost for that. There's no additional cost for anything, really. There's no taxes or fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Simple, straightforward pricing goes once a month for that exact amount of $2.99.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the next step is... Oh, go ahead.
So, y'all, as far as, like, I guess on y'all's end, is it managing the algorithms?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. So we are a Google partner. Of course, we're not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they'd be telling stories. Their pants would be on fire. Google does make these phone calls to businesses, though, but it's only for companies that have at least 100 individual locations or more. For anything less than that, it falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. Now, Google started that partnership program about 9.5 years ago. We were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program, and it is all designed to make sure that small and medium-sized businesses see a higher return on investment with Google advertising. So even if Google makes changes to their algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors, stay on that first page where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. It's definitely going to let people know that you are in the area. Anytime they're looking for electrical services, no matter what they type in, panel upgrade, residential electrical contractor near me, whatever they might type in, your business and the website that we build will pop up.
Okay.
Now, the next step is to schedule a follow-up call with the technician. It's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google trained technicians will talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan, motto, tagline, etc., what's unique about your business. It helps us to build out that website and create all the additional content to get you on that first page. Now, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call typically takes about 30 minutes or so. The other thing that I am required to do here is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, it is required. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's a fixed rate. Although we've reduced the cost, it'll never go up, that we're including the website, that we're waiving the setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, however, before I can even ask you guys for any form of payment. But if everything does still make sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Now, Jacob, is Ben there with you now?
No, he's not.
He's not. Okay. So, let's see. Tara never did, and I didn't either. I have your first name only, but not your last name.
My last name is Addington. It's Addington.
Okay. Addington. Your first name is Jacob?
Yep.
Okay, so I do have the voice verification pulled up. Like I said, it is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question. Jacob, it reads as follows. It says, Mr. Addington, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. Jacob, it says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Deep South Electrical.
That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jacob Addington, co-owner.
Okay. And Jacob, as the co-owner of Deep South Electrical, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then Jacob, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Addington, are you an authorized user on that account?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, Jacob, it is important that you and Ben are actively involved in your account, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jacob, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason we ask, and we are already aware of Angie, there's no conflict there, but we certainly wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Jacob, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Addington, that is fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Jacob, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to build out that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for the business, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, again, waiving the setup, setup fee, including the website. Of course, with it being month to month, Jacob, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I will actually go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 19th of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, Mr. Addington, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and then Jacob, in this particular case, we will actually be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month. And again, it is that same flat rate of $299. That rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, Mr. Addington, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. So that means you can, in fact, stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. In fact, you could, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jacob, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Addington, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Jacob, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
We'll see what this is. I think it's a Visa. Yeah.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial or the business name?
Yeah, it's Jacob Addington.
Okay,
and
perfect.
And then the company name's below it.
Company name is on there, Deep South Electrical. And then you said it was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Mr. Addington, I am ready whenever you are, sir.
Yes, sir. That's 4053.
Mm-hmm.
0134.
Okay.
5060.
Yes, sir.
9350.
And then the expiration month and year?
0828.
0828. And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
035.
Okay, so I have 035, right? 035, and then I've got August or 08 of 2028 for the expiration. Jacob, was the card itself 40, 53, 0134, 50, 60, 9350?
Yes, sir.
Does that fill at 503 South D Street in Easley, 29640?
Yes.
It does. So in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive an automated email through our system. It is your welcome email. It's a confirmation email. It's got our client support phone number, our hours of operation on there, etc. If you have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, let's see here. Mike. Okay.
All right. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And you can reach live client support Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. Of course, you could email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email will probably be the same day, unless it was either very late in the day or after hours, in which case it would be the next business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Jacob, you will receive all of that information in about a minute or so here through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And again, it only takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes or so. We can get you in as early as noon if that does work out for you. If that doesn't work, there's a 1, 2,
noon is fine. That'd
noon?
Be 12 even.
That'd be 12 noon Eastern. It will be right at or within a couple of minutes of noon itself. You will not get a reminder email. That one goes out an hour prior, and we're just about 40 minutes away from that. So instead, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. I did want to do one other thing, just to add a little bit of extra protection for you, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Deep South Electrical, whether it's you or Ben, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. Even more importantly, if anyone were to call you and they're not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us, Jacob. They definitely wouldn't know that information. You should just politely exit that phone call. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account. It is clear. It only bills once a month on the 19th and only for exactly the $299. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
What city I was born in.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Granville, okay. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then I did want to have, there's a separate number for Ben, right, that we can have on file here. If we can't reach you, we can call him.
Yeah. You want his number now?
Yeah, and I have his name as Ben Nations, right? And what is his number?
Yeah, that's correct. So his number's 864.
Mm-hmm.
608.
Okay.
3591.
Okay, so 864-608-3591. So I've got both of you here as authorized points of contact, meaning either one of you can call us with questions, and if we're not able to reach you, we'll reach out to Ben. Now, when we're doing that client interview, though, that's going to be the number that we're speaking on right now, right? Is that going to be with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be with you. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got a text message and a Local Splash support email.
Okay, let me just, you got a couple of things. So the one that says local splash initial invoice, do you see that one?
Yes.
Okay. So open up the one that says local splash initial invoice. It's going to say something. Going to say something like, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yeah.
Okay, so click on the two words, click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the local splash terms of experience. This is everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll above that line. Obviously, Google's going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus, but about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. We certainly would want you to get those opportunities, so we will mirror the content on Bing. Of course, all the different destinations and directories. We are doing those Facebook ads. We're doing the website, etc. Now, there's a few boxes, and we want you to click all of them. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other, that you certify that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. And then the third one, that you acknowledge that payments are recurring and automatic, although, of course, you can stop at any time. Once you've got all three of those boxes clicked, click the longer box. If you're on your smartphone, it might help to turn it sideways. All of that pops up just a little bit higher. But in that longer box, type in your first and last name. It's usually case sensitive, so the J and the A are capitalized there. And then once you've got Jacob Addington in that box, click the confirm signature box. That's the longer orangish box. Once you click the confirm signature, it does a few things. I mean, first of all, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It will also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. If it's asking you to log into your tracking system, asking you for a username and a password, you don't have to go that next step. Our automated system is thinking both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do have to do your client interview first, and it's still after that. Might take a day for us to get everything set up, but you will receive by text and email confirmation when your tracking system is live. From that point on, you'll have 24/7 access to your tracking system. Reports update in very near real time, several times throughout the day. Now, your welcome email is the one I mentioned earlier. That's kind of your confirmation email. It does have our client support information, although most of the emails do. The welcome email does also have your login credentials. Now, we've made your username easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. You cannot change your username. It's the number that we're speaking on, though, the 864. And the 864 is included, 864-498-2162. That's your username. Again, all of this is in your welcome email. It looks like Fab Clicks. All lowercase, no space, F-A-B-C-L-I-C-K-S. That's your default password. You can change that at any point in time. Again, all of that information is on the welcome email. You also got an additional email, the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't have to open it up now, but our technician can help you with that. There's also a link that you can use. This is to help us expedite the process of satisfying Google that you are a real, actual company, that you're located in this area, that you are providing these services, etc. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you can send our way definitely helps. So any photos of tools or equipment, photo of the work vehicle, photo of a business card, or, obviously there's no physical workplace since you don't, customers don't come to you, but where the service vehicle is parked when you're not using it for work is usually good enough for that one. Is the business itself licensed or insured? It is an LLC, right?
It's a S-Corp, but yes, fully licensed.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. So yeah, anything that you can send our way definitely helps. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Now, if I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you, either right at or a couple minutes after 12 noon, then I will be on that call as well, just to kind of say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I will definitely try to keep my phone line open for that call. If for some reason I'm not able to join that conversation, our technician will take good care of you. They will already know Greenville as your password and the city you were born in as the question. Not your password, your security answer, I should say. But like I said, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope I can say a quick hello to you in about a half hour when our technician calls you. But other than that, welcome aboard, and we'll talk to you soon. I'm excited to get this call for you. All righty. Thank you so much. Jacob. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. We'll be calling in about a half hour.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Addington. Take care. Bye-bye.